Last week, if you recall, we spoke briefly about the scandal of the incarnation. Not the priest scandal, but the scandal of God coming to us as man. And how disturbing that is. Yes, we remembered that Christmas is disturbing. It's challenging. God with us. God of us. We were awakened to that message by the voice and the person of John the Baptist, his rough demeanor, his strange clothing and diet. John was a rather disturbing man, crying out freely in these desert places. And as disturbing as he was not scary. In fact, many were attracted to him. They left their homes and their cities to go out to meet this prophet. Today, as we arrive at this midpoint of Advent, this Gaudete, this rejoicing Sunday, we hear the voice of John the Baptist once again. But it's a very different scene. John's no longer in the desert, freely proclaiming. But we find him today in a prison, in a jail, what we believe to be the end of his life. It's hard to imagine that a jail cell could contain this man. And yet it does. Because John, like us, is an ordinary man. And he's held by four walls. But what's so beautiful in this scene is that his desire, his passion, his voice, and his entire life are not contained in this jail. In fact, they go far and extend far from that cell. And that is the reason for rejoicing. And we see it so beautiful in this scene. What do we see? Well, for one, we see that John is not a lone ranger. He has friends. In fact, he has very good friends, disciples, who are checking in on him in this jail. Friends and disciples who can bring his word to Jesus. John is not a lone ranger. And what's more, his voice is not silent. He continues to call out. He continues to give voice to his desires, to all that is within him. And those two things, the gift of good friends and his fearlessness to make his voice heard, even in jail, that is the good news of this Sunday. Because John is witnessing, even in the cell, even in the prison, to the life of God. John will not come out of that prison cell alive. In fact, we know that he was martyred. His friends would be good friends and bury his headless body. But the witness of the Baptist has come out of that jail cell and continues to make ready the way of the Lord. And on this third Sunday of Advent, that voice and witness of John can in some way help us to be ready. As we find ourselves so close now to Christmas. We will no doubt engage the routines and the rituals of this year. I hope you can join us later this afternoon for our annual Christmas pageant. The Knights of Columbus have a beautiful celebration afterward for us, the lighting of the Christmas tree. No doubt you'll join with friends and families in all sorts of ways over the next 10, 15 days. And that's all good. But I wonder if in this time of year, before we engage those things, we might also seek and call out for a communion and a commitment. Faith and friendships. What kind of friends do we have? Are there ways in our life that we are lone rangers, busy about a list of things, and forgetful sometimes of who these things are for and why? John and Jesus had a beautiful friendship all their life. And John never forgot that. Neither did Jesus. And Jesus does not forget us. You see, he comes once again to us, not just to bring about a birthday celebration, but to give us once again himself. And he comes as a baby, quite simply, because he wants love. And who's easier to love than a baby? He comes as a child to be held, to be smelled, to be touched. And what's more is this child grows. And as we receive this child, this baby Jesus, God, that child gives us the wonderful opportunity to grow with him, to grow in love for him, in fact, to become more like him. And without saying a word, the baby Jesus evokes and invites this gift of our communion, of our commitment, of our faith and our friendship with him. There's that old song, I don't particularly like it, but what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend. And what a friend John the Baptist was. What a friend. And John, being a good friend, had good friends. My friends, as we grow closer now to Christmas, let us rejoice in what Christmas provides us. An opportunity to be a good friend to God and to one another, and to grow in that friendship.